Item number five.
You'd almost think the Canadians were playing right away, the way people flooded out here.
Is an application for a subdivision rezoning for 79 Fermor Avenue in your file DASN 2 of 2011. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing. The following item will also be heard, namely, item 6, which is an application for variance for 79 Fermor Avenue in the file DAB 108251 2011D.
Well, we have two people registered in this, one in support, so I believe is the applicant, John and Martha Valuda. Am I saying that right? Valuda? Valuda? Can you folks come down and present this with your application here, and then we'll have the one person in opposition come down and present you with their concerns. Sorry, John. I thought we were going to have to go down a road there. I thought we were going to have to...
No,
Yeah, really good job.
Good evening, gentlemen. My name is John Valuda, and I live at 132 Armstrong. And I'm here on behalf of rezoning a piece of land from a C1 commercial neighborhood to an R2 residential two-family subdivision property in order to create two R2 zone lots at 79 Fermor. I think you have the picture in front of you. And perhaps Mr. Karstrick could explain a little further. Or is, am I supposed to carry on? Okay. Basically, this is at the moment, there's an old house on the property, and we would like to rezone it. Actually, is I thought that was permissible before because it is zoned C1, but C1 had many or is subject to, it was very limited. Therefore, we wanted to change from C1 to residential area.
Okay. Do you have any questions at this time, Gordon, or do you want to hear the opposition?
What are the frontages of those lots right to the west there?
Sorry?
I don't know if you know this. I'm just looking for the frontages for number 77 and 75.
They are approximately, 77 is approximately 50 feet. Okay. And 75 is approximately 50 feet as well, both.
And these are proposed 38.5s?
Yeah. R2.
Okay, gotcha. All right, I'll just listen to the folks and you be ready to come back, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we have, if you want to just take a seat at the back there on the bench, then we'll call you forward. Richard Roy. Richard, would you like to speak in opposition to this, I understand? Go ahead, Richard. Maybe just for the record, state your name and your address.
Richard Roy. I live at 75 Fermor.
Okay.
We live in a kind of, believe it or not, a little hideaway neighborhood there. But most of the access into the whole section is out of Fermor. And right down Fermor, usually take the middle road there, and they go to their houses that way. The businesses on St. Anne's Road don't let employees park in their parking lot. So Fermor is usually fairly full of parking, and the school also at the end is usually quite full of people parking along the street. It's in and out traffic all the time. We all have fairly small houses on fairly large lots. I can't see, you know, I could understand splitting it in two and building two homes. I can't understand how you could put four in a quiet neighborhood like that.
He's only asking to put two there.
Well, two family homes.
Two family. Okay, R2.
So you're adding four families. to the area that's already has quite a bit of traffic already, believe it or not.
You understand that property has commercial zoning right now?
Yes, I do.
And you think that would be less of an impact?
I haven't seen anybody put a business up there yet. Wow. We're talking about what's in front of us right now. Would that be a different?
Yeah, okay. I get the argument.
So that's the way I'm looking at it. I prefer to have two single houses. I mean, you know, that's what it's zoned for. That's what we've been paying taxes for a long, long time in that neighborhood. We've already given up part of our street for the better of the city of Winnipeg. So I'd like to keep it the way it is.
Okay. Thank you. No questions, Councillor?
No.
Okay. You can come back, sir. Have any comments in rebuttal?
Yes, and no, I appreciate what the gentleman had in mind, but actually this would be an asset to the area. At the moment there is I do own the property on 79, but what we're proposing would be almost, you couldn't recognize it. It would be like two individual homes. They would be basically bi-levels in the form. There would be absolutely much less traffic than you expect. Basically, the type of houses that would be put up would perhaps be even for a business situation would only be two bedrooms each. This wouldn't be for large families, and there's ample parking in the back. We have at least three slots on each side, so there's plenty of parking. And in my opinion, this would be it would add to the area instead of subtract from it. So this is really a plan going forward to improve the area, not to in any way put in more traffic or, you know, negative aspects to development. That's all.
Okay, thank you, sir. Board, any questions?
No.
Any of the plan? You can stand out, sir.
Thank you.
Yep, you can go back to your seat upstairs.
I'm moving to Winnipeg. Report of the public service be taken as read.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.
Receipt of public representation to be concluded.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.
And